Old School 100.3 Soulful Sunday. Derek, you know I love smart men. You're aware of that.
Yes, I'm one of them.
Well, yes, you are, and I love you dearly.
Thank you.
But right now I am turning my affections over and my attention to a man who is a thinker. He's curious. He's an observer of human beings. He's witty, charming. He also happens to be a blogger, a journalist. He has great joie de vivre. He's living a lush life. He is also an author of the New York Times bestseller, How to Be Black, HarperCollins, shout out, and a native of D.C., formerly known as Chocolate City. Baratunde Thurston, welcome to Soulful Sunday.
Welcome to you. Thank you so much. That was a beautiful intro. All those adjectives. Man, I feel special.
You should. It was half of your interview time, but...
It's a wrap. Thank you for joining us.
Yes.
It's been real. I just want to thank everybody who tuned in for that. That was wonderful. I'll see you guys next Sunday. We'll have a... sentence number two.
You have accomplished a lot. When people ask you what you do for a living, how do you respond? Because you have so many titles and hats.
You know, it depends on what my attitude is at the moment and how they ask the question. Sometimes people are trying to put you in a particular box, and they're like, what do you do? And there's like an anger and frustration. Like they don't get it, so they take it out on you. So I'm just like, I just do Baratunde, and that's not really an answer, but it's sort of my way of being annoying right back. In general, though, I would say I'm a comedian, an author, and a business owner now. I run my own company, and a lot of things can fall under all those umbrellas. Otherwise, you end up with a list that started the show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you're into diversity very heavy, let's say that.
Yes,
and
yes,
boredom is not something that you court.
No, I can't stay still very easily.
Okay, so AD, is it, what is that, Derek?
ADHD?
What is that?
You take Ritalin for it, that's all I know.
You take Ritalin for it.
I would call it curiosity.
You're not on Ritalin, right?
You want to give me a mental diagnosis over the phone?
Yeah, right. Dr. Samson, Dr. Williams. I was very curious, and I know you've been questioned ad nauseum about this, but we would be remiss if we didn't ask you about your digital detox. For 25 days, you left the internet. I was in an airport somewhere, and I saw you on the cover of Fast Company, where you delineated this experience. Tell us a little bit more about your digital detox.
Sure. So the first thing is it was 25 days with no social media, no email, but I did use some internet during that. I wasn't trying to be crazy. I wasn't trying to make my life painful. I needed Google Maps. I don't really know where everything in the world is. Got to buy movie tickets. I don't like waiting in line still, even on a detox mode. So the point was to quiet a lot of the noise and nonsense and sort of reactionary-ness, I think I just made up a word, in my life. And what I had realized, this is the end of 2012. It was a big, blurry year full of a lot of excitement, mostly good. But the internet is exhausting when we're hypersocial only through it. And I had found myself just talking too much, trying to share every experience without actually living it, responding to provocation, not even like fight picking, just whether it's news or someone talking about me or things I care about. I was always jumping in, measuring, how many likes, how many hearts, how many thumbs up and loves and votes did my post get? And trying to know everything. There is so much information, and we generally think of, having access to the world's information as a good thing, but when there's no end to it, and when the next screen is always a simple tap or click away, that can feed an addiction that will never, ever be quenched. So I was burned out.
Okay, so I want to do some word association with you and just give us a few word reactions to what we say.
Good.
Black people.
Lovely.
White people.
Interesting.
Barack Obama.
Tall.
Brooklyn.
Delicious.
Northwest. The blended baby from Kanye and the Kardashian girl.
Oh, you said Northwest. I thought D.C.
Hi. I had to, have to preface it by saying that.
Baby Northwest. Yeah,
the baby.
Ridiculous.
Instagram selfies.
Too much.
Block parties.
Wonderful.
I feel differently.
K. Michelle's bottom.
Curious.
Curious.
Curious as to find out how it got so big. Fran, what is it?
Oh, Fran Squalo? Like, I'll tell you what I thought it was before I even read the definition.
Outdated.
Okay. I thought it was like the French art of oral sex or something. I don't know. Fran Squalo.
You have to explain that to your listeners.
What is it? How do you pronounce it?
So I don't even, it's one of those things. So sometimes I just like to make up words. And I put this word on my website a while ago. Fran Squirrelo is supposed to be a combination of different verbs used in social media as far as connecting, subscribing, following, liking in pages or groups or profile pages across these different social networks. And I had gotten frustrated because everybody had a different word for basically the same thing. And they're like, follow me, subscribe to my list, like me over here, support me. And so I just created a merger word, but I don't even, I got to update my website. That's what Fran Squirrelo means to me. Update your website.
Gotcha.
Thank you.
So what's next for you, dear? What are you working on now? I know you're doing a plethora of things, but what are you most passionate about at this moment?
Well, you know, while we're, you know, you mentioned Block Party, you reminded me of Philly. Yeah, I had one of my best How to Be Black book events at the Free Library there.
Yes.
Some months ago. And I actually spent a lot of time in Philly back in 08 during the presidential primary campaigning in West Philly for Obama, to the point where people thought I lived there. I have some really good friends who live over in the area under that park off of Baltimore around 44, 45.
Mm.
So I always come through Labor Day weekend and I chill with them. So I'll be in the neighborhood sort of, no major public events, but just in the spirit of that lovely spirited city with all of its love. Big love to Philly. As far as my next passionate project, you know, I was working for The Onion for 5 years. I left about a year ago to start a company, which in many ways is a foolish thing to do. Starting a company is hard. You're responsible for everything. You got to pay all the bills. You got to set up all the systems. But you also, you know, have the best shot at kind of realizing, you know, a vision. And I left with two other people. So the company's called Cultivated Wit, and we believe in using humor creatively with tech and making the world better. We're doing a web series, and we have a show coming out with AOL Video late September that's all about crowdfunding. And we've just traveled the country profiling crowdfunded businesses, learned a whole lot. It's very cool. And we work with people to use humor in their marketing campaigns to make them suck less because things can be a lot better when you add humor. You can communicate controversial things, complex things, et cetera. So overall, I'm passionate about following through on all that and trying to keep using humor to make the world better.
When's the next time you'll be in Philly for business purposes?
For business purposes, I have nothing on the calendar.
Okay. What about non-business purposes?
Yeah. Non-business purposes, Labor Day weekend.
Okay, so he'll be here
at least
for
one Block Party.
Made in America.
Yeah, that's right. I may try to stop by that. You know, I've come to Philly every Labor Day weekend for 7 years.
So it's a
but
tradition.
I've never made it to Made in America. It's always been more of a family friend thing.
Overstood. Well, we are the city of brotherly love and sisterly affection, and we beckon to you to return. And you have a microphone at Old School 100.3. Remember that.
Oh, thank you so much.
Absolutely. And for those people that you've definitely sparked an interest in, if they want to get in contact with you, what is your SoMed con info? I made my own word. Social media contact information.
I'm proud of you, Derek. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
My name is Baratunde, Baratunde. I am that name on pretty much every service online, just / Baratunde. And my home is baratunde.com.
And shout out to Julia Linton Bolt, your chief of staff, who I think is just charming, who went to school in the area, and she is definitely the truth.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing that with me. She is definitely staying on. I love that feedback. I'll pass it on.
Do not fire her. Let her keep her day, night, 24-hour job with
anybody.
You.
I need all the help I can get.
Thank you so much. Baratunde Thurston on Old School 100.3.